It's a loyal Republican and a guy that, well, he's out there in the arena, and more power to him. Also, want to remind you that coming up in just a couple, about 35 minutes from now, you'll hear from Kevin McCarthy. Now, he is the House Minority Leader, and he has demanded that Biden bring every American home from Afghanistan. Now, the president today went a little further than he did the other day. He promised to essentially get everybody home. He says, I can't guarantee anything, but we're going to make every effort to do this. Well, that's not enough, Mr. President. Something better than that, I think, is what we were looking for. But hey, we'll take it. It's an improvement over George Stephanopoulos' interview. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. And by the way, I got up early today and went outside, and it was 70 degrees at about, I don't know, 6:30, 7 o'clock. It was wonderful. No, it was the weather. And I think the weather for the weekend is going to be spectacular. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Reports of targeted killings in areas overrun by the Taliban are fueling fears that they will return Afghanistan to the repressive rule they imposed when they were last in power. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The reports come even as the Taliban urged imams to push a message of unity at Friday prayers. But Amnesty International says eyewitnesses in Ghazni province have recounted how the Taliban killed 9 ethnic Hazara men in a village in early July, shooting 6 while 3 were tortured to death. Hazaras are Shiite Muslims and have been persecuted by the Taliban in the past. Amnesty warns many more killings may have gone unreported because the Taliban cut cell phone services in many areas they've captured to prevent images from being published. I'm Ben Thomas.
In other news, Tropical Storm Henri is headed for New England, where by Sunday it could become a full-fledged hurricane. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm will be a soaker.
On Sunday, the system slows down, and that could prolong the rainfall, increase the chance for flooding, and definitely an impact to the wind. Yeah, trees, power lines. So there's significant impacts associated with this.
Meanwhile, meteorologist Stephen Pfaff of the National Weather Service's Wilmington office says swells from Tropical Storm Henri are expected to create hazardous surf conditions at all area beaches beginning Friday and continuing on Saturday as swells from the storm intensify. San Francisco became the first major city in the nation to require proof of full vaccination against COVID-19 on Friday for people dining inside restaurants, working out in gyms, or attending indoor concerts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because you're...
No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 4:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's two-week positivity rate has dropped yet again for the COVID virus to 15.2%. That's down more than one percentage point from the 16.3 high, which was set on August 13th. Port County's 14-day rolling rate is 14.8%. That's down by 0.5%. The winners of Week 7 of the Vax Nevada Days included a $50,000 cash prize, but the winner's name could not be revealed because the proper release forms had not been signed. But Jasmine F. of Las Vegas and Cynthia V. of Henderson were among the $25,000 cash prize winners. Joseph S. of Reno won the $50,000 college savings plan. For next week's final raffle, the cash awards will include a $250,000 prize, two $100,000 prizes, along with the $1 million cash prize. All vaccinated Nevada residents are automatically included in that raffle. Former Vegas Golden Knights goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury has sold his Summerlin home in the Ridges for $8 million cash. He only paid $5.5 million for it 2 years ago.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, look for delays on the 515 westbound at Eastern, eastbound at Main Street. Construction is consuming half the lanes through that corridor. Also, Beltway congestion, 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 215 west at Valley Verde, and you'll touch the brakes, 15 north at Charleston.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Also good to have Jesse Turner on board. He's the GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He is charged with essentially retiring Dina Titus. She's had her her run in the sun, so to speak. Now it's time for her to come home. Jesse Turner's the guy that wants to do it. He's a GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He is a civil rights leader, a homeless activist, and yes, he is a politician. Jesse, how you been, my friend?
Oh, it's Friday, so I'm doing great. I do great every Friday. I feel blessed to talk to you.
Oh, I love having you on. What do you think about what's going on in Afghanistan? Did you see the president's speech today?
Yeah, you know, I keep up with everything. I talk to people in Washington, and I have a lot of sources. And it's sad what's going on, because what we're seeing is not the truth. That's not what they talk about in Washington. You know, what's really happening in Washington is, a couple of days ago, Nancy Pelosi had a meeting with President 45 and a half. And in that meeting, she asked him what was happening. And he told her the truth that we're not hearing on television. And that was, the plan was never to take anybody out but the soldiers. So once they had that meeting, everybody in Washington knows this. Once they had that meeting and they found out that this wasn't incompetent, that the original plan was to leave every citizen, every person with a visa, and every refugee. That was the plan. And to make sure they couldn't get here, she walked out the office and did something that's never been done in Washington. She started an immediate cabal commission that starts next week. And everybody in Washington knows this happened faster than Trump. He scared her so bad with his mental condition, she got more afraid of him than Trump. She started a commission that could have him impeached in record time. And me and you will be talking about it next week, because they start the trial next week. And what happened was, they realized that he's gone mentally. He's deteriorating too fast. He's emotionally compromised from his son, Bo. So he pulled the troops out in some kind of delusion, like he was pulling out Bo, like he was saving his son or something. That's once he told her that, she realized why he left the equipment, why he left everything, and his only thing was to get every soldier out and leave everybody else. And everybody in Washington knows this now, and they know the number one job of a president is to protect American citizens. And that wasn't even on his mind. And the plan was to make sure they couldn't get out. But this is how dangerous things in Washington is, where the Democrats are ready to impeach.
Now, and just so we're clear, you're saying that they're getting ready to impeach this president?
Nancy Pelosi has started the cabal commission faster than she could have did it on Trump, and nobody even talked about it. We'll have the trial start next week. They in Washington, everybody knows he won't make it another. He can barely make it through the Stephanopoulos interview. They had to cut most of that out. Have you read the transcripts from the Stephanopoulos interview?
No.
Oh, whatever kind of medication he's on, once Nancy Pelosi realized that the plan was to leave him and make sure they can't get here, everybody in Washington had it. The people don't know that yet. They played it like he's incompetent and he's stupid when he's telling the truth. They plan for every contingency. This is a part of the plan. Leave every one of them citizens. And most people who understand, or they're still saying, know that the only job, the best job the president can do, his most important job, is to protect citizens. And he's gone so snap crazy that the Democrats know he can't make it 3 years. He's abandoned the job. That's an impeachable offense. And nobody could stand with him. That's why Kamala Harris has left the country. I mean, she's going to Vietnam or something.
Yeah. She's leaving for, I guess, tomorrow for Asia. Let me just ask you, though, just on principle, is it right? I mean, I think most of us, 99.9% of us, say bring every American home. If they're Americans, America first. But once you get beyond that, do we have an obligation? Do you feel we have some sort of moral obligation to bring our Afghan allies, folks that helped us, interpreters, folks that did food service and different things like that? Do we need to take them too?
Well, soldiers make promises. It's one thing to say America made promises. We didn't do that. We told the soldiers to make the promise. So we can't look at it like, oh, America made them a promise. No, we didn't. The soldiers personally, the people fighting next to them, made them promises. And if you've never been a man in a battle with another man, I can't explain the binding of men. That's what they were saying in England about Joe Biden. If you never fought or been in a battle or been on a team or had a bind of a brotherhood, you don't know how these soldiers feel because they made the promise. Joe Biden didn't walk around and make every single Afghan interpreter a promise personally. The men fighting next to them did. So it's not whether anybody feel an obligation but those soldiers. And I'm with the soldiers, you know, because I understand that. So, you know, but Joe Biden is not going to bring anybody here. The plan is to leave them. There is no plan to get them. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why everybody's in panic. There is no plan to bring them. There was never a plan to bring them, ever. That's why we don't have a plan. The plan was to make sure we have people conservative talking about they're going to bring millions of refugees over here from Afghanistan. They don't understand. The Democrats would love that. They got one airport. They can't get the Americans out. That's a fantasy. We're in that big of trouble. And because these guards are so snap crazy and don't want to use force, they said, you know, does the risk equal the reward? Meaning, can we risk losing one soldier and President Trump to say, hey, a soldier hasn't died in 2 years under me? Or is it the reward worth saving American citizens? That's why they said it's a risk or a reward. And for them, the risk of losing one soldier is not worth the reward of one American life. So they'll let every 15,000 of them die. We don't even know how many it is. And they know how many it is, but they won't tell us until after the 31st we leave. So they'll say, oh, it's only 10,000 of them. That's all it was. Because that's all we got out. The rest of them is done.
Wow. Wow. I want to bring you closer to home. If I put in a call to the Clark County Republican Party, who the heck will answer it? Is it going to be Jesse Law or is it going to be the previous regime? Who's going to answer that phone? Do you know?
Well, on August the 14th, Judge Jessica Peterson ruled that these people, I'm reading it, I'm reading the ruling, these people are not the legitimate bar of Clark County. And all members of this rogue group, this is what she wrote, rogue group, shall immediately see identifying themselves and any other person as elected board member. She also ruled further that these members of this rogue group is in violation of bylaws, county laws, and Nevada law. And the rogue group response was to take them back to court. So we are in serious trouble here because I didn't back this rogue group. And we have a lot of, the shame is the cowardly politicians that's running, that's been paid by this rogue group, so they can't even stand up for right or wrong. That's why I don't take a dime from these crooks. So now we have, I'm the only politician willing to stand up to them. And the reason why, I'm the only one that took no money from them. And so these people have no backbone. I talk to other politicians all the time and say, you can't stand up for right or wrong right now. How are you going to fight some communists? How are you going to stand up for right? If you're going to back at what's clearly an illegal rogue organization, and they say the same thing. Well, they're paying us. They got the fundraisers. And I'm like, I feel sorry for people who vote for you. That's why you like Joe Biden. You'll just turn your, I mean, they all, it's terrible. So if you call Clark County right now, you just soon call a judge. Because they, instead of this rogue group, there's 8 or 9 people taking over all of Clark County, starting with Michael McDonald, you know. So as long as, and then like people like me who stand up, because I'm the only politician to stand up, they say, don't go to no peace violence with him. Don't help him. He ain't taking our money. He's not. And then the other politicians so scared that, you know, it's horrible, bro. And that's why I'm the only one probably ain't been primary, because I don't take no money, you know. And so everybody else, they want to pick and choose and say, if you don't join us, this illegal group, you can't give no money, or we'll do you like Jesse Turner. And then they say, well, do it like Jesse Turner, because Jesse Turner going to kick your butt anyway. But everybody's not like you, so I'm the only, any politician come on your show that don't take a stand, they are cowards. And I sit into their face with no backbone. And they're not politicians, they're not qualified to run. They're probably just selling stuff. They're probably just failing. They're calling the people.
Jesse, let me ask you again. Jesse Turner joining as GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He's a civil rights leader, homeless activist, and a politician. Let me just throw this out there, though. They're kicking this over to something called the business court. What do you know about the business court, and when will they eventually get around to doing something? I mean, we've got midterm elections coming up.
These people are working with the Democrats. They're talking about recalling Terry Buck. If you remember the last election, he was the only person who won. They talk about, if I beat Enos Hedges, they'll recall me. So it doesn't matter. It's the attitude. Unless people are going to stand up in this party and say, hey, we have a rogue group that's fighting us in court, and the judge is saying they're illegal and breaking the Bible law, and we don't have politicians that's strong enough not to be paid off by these people. It doesn't matter. That is business. Politics is a business, and we have a lot of smart lawyers and business people who know how to keep people, greedy people who don't care about people, in power. It's no longer in the hands of the people. If Clark County want to go back to being red, you people got to stand up with me. I can't be the only politician standing up as a minority. These people don't want minorities in the group. They're violent. They're everything we don't want, and they've taken over. And they're the Democrat narrative. They're not Trump supporters, because I've been to Trump ever since he came down the escalator, and I've never heard nobody say anything against peace, nonviolence, and debate. I never heard nobody say nothing about the Rush Limbaugh arena of ideas and debate where we're supposed to be getting down. We got people talking about carrying guns and shooting people and putting somebody back in office next year. Well, we can't even figure out our own election. You know what I'm saying? And talk about voter boxes. We got people taking over our party. We got to handle our houses on fire. So we start worrying about somebody's house down the street burning down.
And by the way, speaking of peaceful, nonviolent rallies, you have another one coming up?
Well, right now, the Nevada Conservative Assembly is having its annual Peace and Nonviolent Care for the Homeless Drive. So fortunately for me, it's a lot of conservative Christians who believe in Jesus like me, evangelicals with good-hearted people who believe that we can win the debate. And they want to help the homeless situation, too, created by Gina Titus. Everything that's happening, Gina Titus is a part of it. She don't care about people any more than Joe Biden do. So the citizens, once again, have to support people like me, who's in the community, who's growing the Republican Party. I've been doing this 40 years as a Republican. And if I can't get it done, then that says more about the party than me. You know, so we need people to come there. You can come to Jesse Turner for AMV District 1 and see my website, the Peace and Nonviolent Candidate. I'm going to take District 1 from Dina Titus, whether Michael McDonald likes it or not. And in the Rush Limbaugh arena of ideas and debates, I could take off Michael McDonald's head just as fast as Dina Titus if you come with this communist crap.
Let me just ask you, and this involves the COVID-19 vaccines, that there are people right now who are hurting from these vaccine mandates, folks that want to go see the Raiders home opener, the season opener, Monday Night Football, but won't be able to get in because they're not vaccinated and they don't plan on vaccinating. What do you make of that?
You want to hear the truth, Kevin?
Yeah.
From Washington? Here's the truth, folks. They're saying in Washington. We can't pass through that to get approved. Food and Drug Administration, because it has to have a 50% efficiency, which would pass under Corona. But like I've been saying, now they realize it's a Chinese-released bioweapon and it's now Delta. Now, Corona would have passed approval with 99%, but now 99% of the people have Delta, and the efficiency is 40%. The FDA is an independent regulatory commission that Biden them can't control, and they can't pass anything that mandate, especially for kids, unless it's past 50%, so they had to bring the booster shot. They knew that because Israel released to Washington and me and everybody else this data, even the United Kingdom, 2 months ago. So now they realize that it's only 40% effective against Delta when they made something for COVID. So what they need to do now in Washington is get all the people to segregate people and say it's the vaccinated and unvaccinated while they set up the system of the positive and the negative. We have politicians that's been vaccinated, the governor of Texas, but he still is positive, and he's still going to be quarantined and segregated. So what they're doing is trying to get businesses now, and Washington said, we need the business to test to see if you're positive or negative. And they haven't set the people up for it. And if you're employed right now and you had to take a vaccination, you have to get a vaccination every 6 to 8 months. And that's not telling if Omega, which they already said is here, which this probably has got 20% efficiency again, is coming. So in Washington, they realize this is not working. The vaccination is almost obsolete with Delta, so we need to go to positive and negative. So pretty soon, Kevin, they'll be saying whether you're positive or negative to get in the regular game, even if you have a vaccination and a booster shot. So
Jesse, I've only got like 2 minutes left. Are there religious reasons why within the African-American community, there is this vaccine hesitancy where folks don't want to get the vaccine. Is that religious or something else?
Well, 99% of black people vote Democrat, and like 85% of black people refuse to get the vaccination. A lot of black people want religious exemptions because we grew up in church, and most of our churches thought that at some point in a revelation or at the end of time, the government would come and say, hey, you can't go to school. You can't go to the Raiders game. You can't do this. You can't buy milk unless you get this pass or this mark, which in a lot of black churches call the mark of the beast. So even though most black people, almost 90%, vote Democrat, almost 80% refuse to take it because of Tuskegee tests on black people and our psyche that's been embedded in our church that literally communism is the mark of the beast. So they won't give black people a religious exemption. And a lot of black people are telling me they're ready to join the Republican Party right now.
Wow. Wow.
For religious freedom. And I don't know if you ever heard of that, but it's a revelation type thing. A lot of Christians know what I'm talking about. Where the government, basically communists, mandate everything in your life and you choose to. You have to make a choice. Jesus or our Lord and Savior or communists. And black people, that's where they at religiously. So if you want to know why we voted 99% to put this idiot in, but 99% of us is the ones not taking it, that's it. That's another little secret people don't want to talk about.
Wow. Jesse, always good to visit with you. I hope you have a great weekend. The weather's going to be great.
God bless you, Kevin, and God bless America.
There you go. Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress, CD1. You never know what he's going to say. You never know. Civil rights leader, homeless activist. And yes, he's a politician as well. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Here in Nevada, good health care can be hard to come by. Many of us rely on getting the right prescription drugs. Imagine, your doctor prescribes you the medicine they think will work best for you. But then the government steps in and says no. DC liberals are pushing a plan to allow the government to limit which drugs patients have access to, giving the government a bigger say in your healthcare than your own personal doctor. Who do you want making your healthcare decisions? You and your doctor, or government bureaucrats? Senator Catherine Cortez Masto just voted for a budget that could put bureaucrats in charge of your medications. Call Senator Catherine Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose any changes to Medicare or other programs that would limit access to prescription drugs. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000-mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure.